Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. My name is Cynthia Mendes, and I'm the host on the Natural Radio Show, where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss enriched conversations about life skills and self-development. So tonight's topic is going to be about how to extend the mind's eye beyond limited perception. The whole idea is to think past limited thoughts. So I'm just going to go through a series of phrases and just give an explanation on, you know, what it means and how it applies to ways you can extend your mind's eye beyond limited perceptions and just having limited thoughts. So this is mainly for, like, the younger generation to understand, like, when they hear certain phrases, like, what does it mean? So when they listen, they can understand in depth what the meaning entails. So the first phrase that I would like to talk about is how a thinking mind is an inventive mind. And that's something that I actually came up with because a lot of times when people have like an idea or they come up with something, it's only because they either brainstorm, you know, certain ideas and putting it together to generate, you know, something that can be beneficial to themselves and to other people. So that's why I made the statement as far as it being an inventive mindset, because a thinking mind can create, okay, especially when it's when you're imaginative and you allow your mind to explore, you know, certain possibilities and you question everything, you know, to gather an understanding of, you know, things that can help you in inventing certain things. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is how a calculated thought is also associated with a person who's thinking and thinking with the logic versus a person who thinks with manipulative thoughts. So a person that has like calculated thoughts about certain things is, you know, it's almost as if the person is planning in steps on how they're going to achieve something as a grand picture, you know, and how they're going to achieve it in increments. So that's a person that's more calculating versus a person who's manipulative in thoughts, you know, to control a situation or dynamic of, you know, an environment or whatever the case might be, a person, people, you know. So those are two different aspects as far as when people are thinking to control or thinking to actually achieve an outcome and goal. So that's more or less associated with calculated thoughts versus someone who's just seeking control and being manipulative with their thoughts and, you know, trying to achieve an outcome that's within, you know, their control. Okay, so one phrase that a lot of us are accustomed to is how they say a wandering mind is an idle mind. And basically what that means is that if you're not thinking about something that is productive and useful for your life or just in general, like your future endeavors, you know, it's almost as if you get bored, and with that boredom you resort to doing things that are either self-sabotaging or something that's not going to be progressive for you in the future. So this is why they say a wandering mind is an idle mind, because it doesn't result in a good outcome, okay? So usually people who have their mind wandering and is not on constructive thoughts but on destructive thoughts is usually associated with people that have useless thoughts about, you know, being destructive versus someone who have constructive thoughts that are useful as far as being productive and, you know, achieving a good outcome of a matter or situation just in general. So that's one phrase and what that means. And then I wanted to talk about an intellectual mindset versus an informative mindset. I mean, I know some of us are accustomed between the phrases, and I don't mean to play on words or whatever the case might be. I just want to highlight certain things, you know, especially if the youth is very inquisitive about these words and what it means and how it applies to them. So I refer to intellectual mindset because that's usually someone who has a thinking mindset. They're not told what to think, but they know how to think for themselves, and they think with logic. So a lot of times, whatever, you know, information that they gather or whatever they, discover, whatever, it's something that's going to help extend their mind in the future or help them to come to a greater understanding of things versus an informative mindset where people are just wanting to get word-to-mouth information or always wanting to Google things, you know, on a generic level and not really sitting down and actually thinking for themselves, you know, on how to think versus being told what to think, you know. So those are the difference between having an intellectual mindset and allowing yourself to think in a process opposed to being told what to think and just going with the flow of things, because it can go against the progression of who you are as a person. You know, when you just have this informative mindset and, you know, you may know a lot of things and, you know, how things work and everything, but then when it comes down to you as a person, how intelligent you are. And a lot of times, you know, people might take an IQ test just to, you know, test their level of intelligence and things of that sort. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like intellect has no bounds. It has no percentage. It has no, you know, number or whatever the case might be. And that's just my opinion, you know. So I just wanted to highlight those phrases in particular and just, you know, give a view on what it means and how it, you know, can apply to a person's life, you know, just highlighting that specifically. So I'm going to move along to how to extend the mind's eye beyond limited perception. Okay, so before I even get into that part of the show, I wanted to open up the lines for any questions, comments, or concerns. If you have any questions, you can press 1. And the guest call-in number is 516-590-0362, and you just dial 1. Okay? So, 917? Okay, so I'm just going to put you on mute because I didn't get a response. So I'm just going to move along to I just want to give an analogy. Okay, so let's think of like a paintless picture, right? It's just an illustration of someone's expressions, their ideas, or simple art. Okay, you know, the drawing basically depicted something not quite understood until, you know, all of the colors are added to the picture or the frame, and then everyone can see the bigger picture and message and, you know, the artwork. So this is similar to how the mind's eye work and you being able to perceive certain things. Sometimes people perceive things at surface level, and they, you know, kind of, you know, just go with what, you know, is on that surface level versus looking beyond just what's there. And I give a prime example of how people perception could, you know, be not just off, but just be desensitized in a way, or we all accustomed to this when we ask somebody how they are doing, and you can clearly see visibly that the person is not well, but the person is saying, I'm okay, I am fine. And if you are a person and you can clearly see that that person is not okay, because visibly, you know, you see it apparently, and the person is just saying that they're fine, you know, perception-wise, they may say that, and, you know, instead of looking beyond the surface of, you know what can I do to make this person happy, or what can I do to actually, you know, get a good understanding of, you know, this person, you know, not just emotion, but not, you know, feeling as themselves or get them in a good mood, you know. A lot of times people don't really care for that, but at the end of the day, you know, sometimes it is worth it to, you know, be more relatable to other people and try to be more understanding and not just go with the surface level and leave people just, you know, hanging when you know or you can sense something is wrong with them. And I'm just using an example of how, you know, our perception can be off or it can be spot on. And then when we don't investigate it further, you know, not to say that you could probe or bother the person, but when you don't investigate it, you know, to see about that person's emotional well-being or mental well-being, you know, it can resort into something worse than them not really, you know, acknowledging and being forthcoming as far as with their emotions and things of that sort. Okay, so I just went through those two analogies just to highlight that sometimes it takes patience to be able to go beyond just our limited perceptions. And you have to understand that the mind's eye is supposed to be like a trajectory and a sensory point that can discover hidden messages that are not yet revealed to the natural eye. So basically, if you are an intuitive person and you can relate to other people, having an understanding that something is not right and you can sense those things, then, you know, it's your mind's eye paying more attention than your actual eye itself, okay? And usually when you are operating from your mind's eye, you are able to pick up a message about the person and be able to say something or do something that person could come out of that, you know, phase. It could be depression or just not being happy, and it could just change their mood, or you could just say like a certain statement to them to just make them happy. And that's only because you know that you look beyond the surface of that person not being happy or whatever the case might be. Okay, and I just wanted to highlight in addition that, in my opinion, there is no activation point when it comes down to third eye theory, and that's just my opinion, because I know me just using mind's eye, people just immediately associate it with the third eye, but I feel like the mind's eye is more like a transmissive current that is only a one-way directional point. And I feel that your mind's eye receives, you know, from the top lobe of your head and release thoughts or transmissions of higher knowledge or understanding about certain things. So it's usually like a one-directional thing, and that's why a lot of people have difficulties or associated with third eye with actually being perceptive and being intuitive when it comes down to the mind's eye. Okay, so I'm going to open up the lines once again. 347, you on air.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was Yeah, I can. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I was just saying I agree with the way to extend your thoughts, your mind and whatnot, is to think past your present situation and constantly not repeated by, you know, enacting old reactions. When I say enacting old reactions, you can be raised into a next level of thinking, but you still react in old ways. So whereas you don't recognize the new ways that you ask to be raised up into because you keep applying old ways to them instead of applying new or extended ways of thinking to them. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So I also think that people limited perception of things is, you know, it could also apply to people who want to go out and do things, like, you know, go out and pursue their goals or any future endeavors. Sometimes they might feel like, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that. And that's like a part of having limited thoughts, because you never know what you can actually do until you actually do it and discover what you can and can't do. So I feel like sometimes people defeat the whole purpose from not even just simply trying, you know, and trying to see how far they can go. But as far as the mind's eye, I think it has a lot to do with a person being more perceptive than more conclusive about people's actions, their, you know, the way they speak, or, you know, reading into things too much and trying to come into like a misunderstanding. Sometimes I feel that can limit people's perception and thoughts about certain things, especially when they are conclusive and don't have 100% of facts or information about a matter. So that's just my thoughts on that. From a perceptive level.
Yeah, it is, because when you talk about the mind's eye, the mind you're dealing with different sensory. So you're dealing with sensory, your normal sense, your regular senses, but your eyes, your sight, your sound, your speech, you know, things like that. That's your, you know, that's your regular sensory. And then your sensory has an extension of extra or more
sensory.
More sensory, extra, as they say, extra sensory. You do have that. Certain people don't know how to channel into that because they're so locked into this present day way of thinking.
Right, as you would say, the three-dimensional world and current and everything, and that's why people find it very difficult, because they classify it as the third eye, and they find it difficult to actually tap into that, or as you would say, channel into the third eye, because it's so much distraction and people not really, you know, taking the time and effort to tap into, you know, their intuitive side and to be able to think beyond, you know, just their perception. So I did say that the mind's eye is supposed to be like a trajectory and sensory point to be able to pick up, you know, hidden messages that are not yet revealed to the natural eye or just in the three-dimensional realm.
Okay. Well, then you got to take into account the fourth dimension, too. You got to take into account there's the fourth dimension that's opening, and that's going to be a chosen few people can only see through that lens. That's another lens to see through. Because when I keep talking about dimension, when I speak on, I'm speaking about lenses, real lenses, extended lenses, or extended sensory of sight to see through different dimensions. We're going to live in different lenses, different projections, extended projections of who we are, because we're at the lowest projection right now.
I agree to a degree as far as being in the low vibration, but I do feel that there are people here that is beyond the three-dimensional phase of people, places, and possessions, as you would say. I feel like people are reaching different dimensions and they see in this world in a different dynamic. So I just feel like people who deal with mundane things or day-to-day life and they don't really think outside of the box, those people are locked in this three-dimensional world and frame. So that's the most lowest vibration of all, opposed to someone who's thinking outside of the box and thinking, or being, having a thinking mindset, inquisitive mindset, you know, and just knowing that, you know, there's more to the surface or more to life than what they actually are living. You understand? So I really do feel that still people have to, you know, understand that it's more to life than just death in general, or just feeling as though, you know, they have to have their life, you know, in a certain pattern or things of that sort. So I just think that it takes a like-minded group of people to be able to come together and be able to be on the same vibration and to be able to elevate into those extrasensories that, we, you know, we may be privy to or understand, have an understanding of fourth dimension and beyond. And I think it's a very powerful experience, but, you know, people don't really touch on that surface there. You know, that's like a void people don't want to tap into.
Well, certain people, well, the reason why it's a void is because it's meant to be a void for certain people. Everybody not meant to ascend out into that void of the fourth dimension. So they are void by things that are still trapped in here, you know, because they don't want to be honest, or they don't want to be honest with themselves and their extent, whether they're able to extend or their limitations.
Right. And I think that void has a lot to do with a person being able to sacrifice their three-dimensional world, like the people who don't serve a purpose in their life, the things, the possessions that, you know, are just, you know, things, character, you know, characteristics, or, you know, things that's just going to weigh them down, and just the people, the places and everything. These are just, you know, historical points, you know, for people to actually adventuring, but when you give up those things to think of the beyond and just think with a clean slate, you know, I feel that, you know, it's a different experience or encounter that the person has. And in addition to that, a lot of people call it their spiritual journey, but it's not that like that for everybody. You know, because people go through different awakening periods within their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you would say, there's a difference between spirituality and people that have a soul, like going on a solar journey. It's an awakening phase that's continuous, opposed to the spiritual cycle that people go through. They feel that it's a journey, and they is more adapted and earthbound more than anything, opposed to a solar journey where you extend it beyond just, you know, just the worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's what I wanted to talk about just very briefly. And the show was about how to extend the mind's eye beyond limited perceptions. And I just wanted to say the mind's eye is extended through self preservation and control without distractions, but it requires willful discipline to be equipped, or to equip yourself for higher dimensional intelligence. So that's what I wanted to let, you know, my listeners know. That's how you can extend your mind's eye, you know, beyond just perception.
You did a good job at conveying the message. I want to commend you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
So thank you for calling in. Anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns? 917, you on air?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yep. Hi, I'm just calling in, and I was trying to catch you earlier, but I had difficulties connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So the topic is like thinking past limited thoughts, and how to extend the mind's eye beyond limited perceptions, right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, my take on it is, I broke it up. I said, to think past limited thoughts, well, you know, we must know how to use our minds properly, like when thinking past limited thoughts. And so I'm like, we must be mindful that our memory works on or comes from, like, emotions that we've had, like, past experiences or, like, and it usually comes from, like, when we're younger, like, as a child or something like that. So, so then I'm like, okay, the other part of it is how to extend the mind's eye beyond limited thoughts, I mean, perceptions. And I'm like, I don't think your perception is limited. I mean, it's continuous. It's, you know, from what I'm thinking, you constantly think of it, you know. So I'm like,
so that's more like a trajectory view. Like you having more of an extended thought, because people could just perceive things at like a surface level and just think that that's it. So that's why I use like the analogy of the paintless picture, like where a person draws like an artwork, but it doesn't have the colors yet. So people are wondering what it is and what it, you know, what's the message or whatever until the person actually put the colors to it. So that's why I said that people can have a limited perception.
Oh, okay. So it's like a blockage. Yeah. It's like it's not complete.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay,
it's not complete it's trajectory. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So, but my thing was, I was like, well, first, we must know what perception is. And for me, perception to me is a person's point of view or the way that they see things. They've made like perceptions from experiences and like comparisons of people, places, or things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, we want our perception to be extended, you know, in a so-called positive direction. So, there's, like, I mean, like, no room for any, like, negativity or any argumentative, you know, somebody can argue it or no negotiable. It's non-negotiable, you know. So, like, you must be beyond your thoughts, you know, like the future. You must be able to see the future, to think futuristically, you know. So that's my my way of thinking of thinking beyond, you know, your perception. So it's like you have
the way you do it is
moving. You got to move forward, thinking logically, rationally, you know. And then the thing after that, you have to put it like to action, like make it physical. So, I mean, that's what I got from. What you have put out today, the topic.
Okay, that was really good, very informative. I appreciate your view and you sharing.
Thank you.
All right, so you have a wonderful day.
Okay, so I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right, good night.
Tonight.
Okay. All right, 917, you on air? 917? All right, so I really do think the people who came on to the show and gave their perception and their view, I thank you for taking your time out to call in and, you know, just basically expound on a topic and, you know, give clarity on it as well. So I thank you for that and for your time. And I just want you, other listeners who are listening, you can listen into next week's show, which is on Saturday the 19th. Next Saturday, so you can listen in on that show, and I'll thank you once again for listening to the Natural Radio Show, and you all have a wonderful night.